So I'm in Chapter Arts Centre and I'm here with Alex. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. And we've been talking about your new project, The Valleys Are Here.
Yes.
And do you just want to tell us what that's about?
Yeah, we started off as a reaction to what MTV are doing by creating the new The Valleys show, which is a follow-up from Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
And we had firm suspicion that it was going to make a cheap buck from all the bad stereotypes about the place we're from in the valleys, and we've had it confirmed since they've started their initial publicity. So we're getting lots of support, and we're basically there to feature the people and places that do the place proud, really.
Okay, and what's the initial publicity from MTV been?
They've had graphic designs of their characters mocked up as sheep, which is exactly what we expected, and it's all the stuff that they would have written before they left Camden, so they haven't bothered to look at what the place is, what its history is, what happens there now. They've even included people in the cast that are from Swansea. You know, I like Swansea, I used to live there, but there's no way it's the valley.
Okay.
So they're wider the marks from the off.
So you've created the valleys, thevalleysarehere.com.
Yeah.
And what kind of things are you featuring on that site?
A big mix of things, really. We started off with the initial stories that have gone from a new business which helps you organise children's parties, but then has a charity twist, so that every party you organise, you have a dividend that then goes to local charities. Or we've had features on disability groups that meet up in the area, and you know, to go through over ridiculous barriers most of us would never imagine doing just to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also showcasing people. Like, we've got an award-winning author in Rachel Trezise who has written an essay for us on the wider valleys, on its past, on its image, and we're really proud, really, with what's happened in the first few weeks, and we're just starting.
Okay. It sounds like you're trying to paint a kind of more positive picture of positive and authentic picture of the valleys. Presumably you're hoping this will go on long after MTV have gone.
Yeah, there's no reason why not. I mean, it's in a way, this is a bit of a trigger for us. We all felt aggrieved by what was happening, and we kind of sat around and thought, well, we can either do something about it or we can just whinge from the sidelines. And people are always going to have a go, even if they don't like it. But most of the time, people have been really positive. You know, today we had offers of support from a brass band in Ebervale, and then we've got like a punk band from the Rhondda that want to help as well. So we've got this real big mix of people who are really keen to get involved, and I hope to keep it going. But ultimately, for now, our focus is on educating MTV bosses on where they're going wrong.
What's your kind of ultimate goal? If your site could achieve one thing, what would you like it to achieve?
To challenge the stupid stereotype being promoted by MTV. That'll do us nicely.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Great, thanks.
Cheers.